This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
President's Day 2022. You have a hard time even that saying 2022 somehow gets stuck in there, you know, in that place, ladies. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Jennifer Horn's Time to Shine, along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner on President's Day. Who was the most moral president? Ladies, you've all studied, and I'm sure I could give you a number of names of presidents you don't remember, like Rutherford B. Hayes. Anybody remember him beside me?
No, I remember the names. I know the name, of course, Ohio. But I couldn't tell you a single detail about him.
Really? One of my professors at Heidelberg was the curator of the Rutherford B. Hayes Library, which is also in Northwest Ohio someplace. And there have been, you know, a lot of people think that Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon were the only ones that faced impeachment. Impeachment has been used a lot when president, more recently, you know, just as a threat as much as anything else. Who was the youngest president to serve in the White House? JFK, Barack Obama, Theodore Roosevelt, or John Adams? What do you think, ladies?
I think it was Obama.
That seems wrong.
Nope.
It wasn't Obama. It was somebody from back.
Yeah.
What do you mean, nope? Nope.
It wasn't Barack Obama.
Because I just saw this on Friday. I can't remember the name. It was, but whoever it was 42.
Theodore Roosevelt became the president when the fellow who here had been in office before him, 42. Imagine that. Think about that. Kennedy was the youngest to be elected, but Theodore Roosevelt was the first. He'd been vice president in 1901.
I want to know what is really trippy, though, when you think about it. Jackie O was like 32 or 34 when she was first lady. Mm-hmm. Like, can you imagine, like, right now, like, I have friends who are 32 and 34, and, like, I mean, like, can you imagine saying, like, oh, you're going to be the first lady now, and, like, and everything that entails, like, it's unbelievable. It's just so much pressure, and to be that young, it's wild.
Yep. She only lived to be 64. She was an addicted smoker, and that didn't do her any good. But the life, the pressure, all the things that people used to say. Do you know who Martin Van Buren's vice president? He was president between 1837 to 1841. You know, you don't even remember who he was, right?
Martin Van Buren. He's the one with the big sideburns.
Well, no, there were a lot of them that had him.
Okay. Harrison had him. It was kind of the popular trend.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, right.
Who was his vice president? No.
John Tyler was his name. Yep.
Okay.
And then he became the first president to not have a vice president. He was the president and the vice president together. How do you like that? And then further on, Millard Fillmore, who was a Whig before the Republican Party, Republicans were Whigs. And then Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president. And his vice president was a fellow named Hannibal Hamlin. Who remembers
That's a great
Hannibal
name.
Hamlin.
Never heard that name in my life, but I love it. Yep. That's a great name.
Yeah, it is a great name. Anyway, just some tidbits, because today is President's Day, Washington's birthday, and Lincoln's birthday put together. We haven't done much COVID conversation this morning. Queen Elizabeth has it. Justin Bieber has it. Who else? What's it doing? The Queen is at 95. I thought it had gone through the royal family before.
Charles has it for the second time.
Yeah, the second time.
Prince Charles, Camilla had it. Queen Elizabeth tested positive over the weekend.
Prince William had it. I don't think Harry did, because I think he was over here in his, you know, hold away when it hit, but... it seemed like somehow the Queen and Prince Philip avoided it in the first round. So, but then 2 days after Charles said that he had it, he had been with his mother. So obviously that they got passed. It got passed around in there.
Yeah, well,
hopefully she's okay. She seems to have mild symptoms, which is Hopefully. Yeah. I hope that's true. Yeah. You never know what they're reporting, but hopefully that's true.
Yeah, that does kind of make you question, would they say otherwise? Because what, she was in the hospital a few months ago, and it made it seem like it wasn't anything big until all of a sudden I was like, okay, wait, something's going on, but now she's home resting.
Yeah. All right. So any final thoughts on the Olympics before we bury this outrage? Because that's really what we
need
to do.
Sayonara. See you next time.
See you later. Yeah. Just the way they have, this has been, I mean, we've said it over and over again, so maybe I shouldn't say it again.
Well, the thing that really pisses me off about it is that the Russians, obviously cheaters, right? So that became the major story. But everyone stopped talking about the Uyghurs. So China was stoked that Russia came in and cheated because that sucked all the oxygen out of the room. No one was talking anymore about human rights violations and the Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps in China. No one talked about China anymore. It all became about Russia.
Yeah. Somebody sent me a note when I said earlier that American companies are pretty much anybody doing business with China has been silenced, and the challenge was name some of the events that you're talking about. So I guess I would start with John Cena when he apologized in Mandarin. Remember that happened last year when he called Taiwan a country? Yeah, exactly. Yep. And the Houston Rockets executive director apologized for tweeting support for the protesters in Hong Kong. Chinese officials said, you want to play basketball in China?
Which
you better
is the biggest
apologize.
Market. Yep. Don't forget Mulan and the Disney company, Disney and ABC, they blurred out the concentration camps where the Uyghur Muslims were being held. They blurred them out so that China looked great, looked beautiful.
Yep. There's a new book called Red Carpet, and it's not about the red carpet. It's about China and its influence in Hollywood and what's going on. Last year, they spent $1.4 billion to make movies in Hollywood. And I noticed that I saw a couple of movies this weekend. One of them, the one with Wahlberg, which was in there. Was that kid's name Holland?
Tom Holland.
Yeah. It's a good movie, but it's produced by a Chinese guy. So there's Chinese money in it. And
You also don't know. It could be Chinese-American, too. Because there are a lot of Chinese American producers.
Yeah, you can't go by the name, but I can tell you if it's a mainstream production. I mean, think about this: every mainstream outlet, and the exception is Fox News, because Fox Pictures divested Fox News, so Fox Pictures I think has Chinese ownership. But of all the major media outlets in this country, ABC, NBC, CNN, all of them have at least a minority interest held by China. By a Chinese corporation.
The radio, the same thing now.
Yeah.
The Chinese are getting into radio. And the release of Top Gun Maverick, the new one, this is coming out, this summer, I guess, isn't it? Tom Cruise's character.
It keeps getting pushed back. I don't remember even what the actual release date is at this point.
The Chinese government said, if you want this movie to air in China, you better take the patches off of his jacket. Had Taiwanese and Japanese flags on in the original movie. He was going to wear the original jacket, and the Chinese said, you better not wear it because we won't air it in China. So they took him off.
Yeah, because it's such a huge market. They've got a billion people to watch movies, and they love watching movies.
Same thing with the NBA. It's what the NBA does. You know, they're
all about money.
They make too much money.
Yeah, it's a growing problem. And the U.S. businesses that are rolling over now, they're being told, if you want to keep your place in our country getting things made here, then you will say nothing bad. You will strike anything that's in any literature. It's so blatant what they're doing. And people say, well, aren't you worried about being canceled? Well, like there's five people in China listening to this program. It's probably more people over here listening to it than over there. In terms of spies or whatever, you know, I'm just I'm like a fly on the back of an elephant as far as that's concerned. But it just, anyway. So Ukraine, Russians have fired artillery apparently into eastern Ukraine. So the shells are there. People are dodging them. I continue to say somebody should just bump off Putin, put him out of his misery.
Navalny tried to do it the right way, and it didn't really work out for him.
But I get
it's
that.
It's not realistic. It's not going to happen.
But how do we let somebody get away with, in this day and age, I was looking at a story about how many wars we fought in the last 80 years and what they all amounted to. And they didn't, you know, they really haven't amounted to much because there was no real winner of any of them. So here we get involved once again in another melee, if that's what it is. Certainly the Ukrainians could be described as being on edge, that's for sure. But how does this guy...
Their economy is tanking, which is part of Putin's plan. I mean, I think we've all agreed that he doesn't want to go in there and necessarily kill Ukrainians, although there are talks about like a Russian hit list that he's got when they go in. But what he's doing right now is killing the economy. Zelensky was out, the president of Ukraine was out over the weekend saying, no one wants to come here. My people are pulling all of their money out of the banks now because of all of this reporting. He's been hitting at the media for causing hysteria. But, I mean, yes, the media... reporting on it, but it's because it's a real story. You've got Russia breathing down your neck. So, and look, I love to blame the media, but they're reporting on what's happening, and you can't hide that from your people, and so people are freaking out, and they're pulling their money out of the banks, and his economy is tanking. And that's, I'm sure, part of the reason why Putin's not rushing in. You know, he's taken this time to just let them squirm and make them incredibly economically weak.
Yeah. I don't understand this Zelensky guy, because remember, like, last week he was like, oh, everyone else is making a big deal about it, and he was making jokes, and he's like, oh, nothing's going to happen. And then on Saturday, he's, like, freaking out and blaming the United States for not sanctioning Russia already, saying, hurry up and help us. It's like, well, wait a minute, just last week you said that we were making it up. He literally said we were making up these threats.
And he had a whole lot of unity faith in him. Where he was, he's like, Invasion Day, everybody dressed in unifying colors. I mean, he is right that we could have been stronger with the sanctions. We were not. And so we're in a lot of trouble, whether or not that would have stopped
Putin.
Well, we
haven't done sanctions yet. That's the whole thing, because Russia hasn't made the move.
It's the pipeline, though. It goes back to the Keystone Pipeline. By allowing Putin to have it, he had all kinds of control. Germany and France won't say a word they'll say a word, but they won't stop him because they need him for energy.
They're the ones who need the energy.
We really screwed it up. It was a bad decision to give him the Keystone Pipeline. Nord Stream 2.
Satellite,
one of those pipelines.
Right. Lord and Taylor. It's 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Nita Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gnawing away at what's going on in the world. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner now, about to focus in on yet another yee-yay, a yin-yang yee-yay story, right? Yay for yee and yang and whoever else shows up after we confuse people. We'll unconfuse you. Well, maybe you'll be confused. We'll see. It's up to you, Jay, to straighten everybody out right after this.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Moving at an interesting pace here, we have Jay and Kay. There's a tire company in nearby town called Jay and Kay Tire. So Jay and Kay, although he doesn't want to be called Kay, this week it's Yee Yay. Anyway, that's not the story. He's not happy because Kim is getting divorced. Imagine that.
Yeah, Kanye West, a.k.a. Ye. Kim has filed a motion that will be in court next month where she, even though through their divorce proceedings, she wants to be declared legally single, which a lot of people, especially celebrities, are doing anymore because there's just so much to sift through between properties and finances and kids and all of that. Well, Kanye's lawyers seem to be worried that Kim might remarry and move some of her assets to separate accounts. So Kanye seems pretty agreeable. What's that?
It's hers. What is this discussion? Why is there any question at all?
Look, because he's trying anything he can do to stall. He wants her back. He keeps saying that. He sent her a literal truckload of flowers on Valentine's Day. He's made it very public all over Instagram how much he wants her back. So he's just going to fight anything that she wants to do.
And there's a prenup in place that keeps all of their property separate. So what he's trying to fight for seems like it's already been situated to an extent. But
and then Kim said that he's had three different lawyers in 1 year and that he's not responding to any of the paperwork that her lawyer is sending over. It's all just stall tactics.
How did this guy get to be so successful if he's such a nutcase? Seriously.
He wasn't this... Well, I mean, we do have to always say he is diagnosed bipolar. He has been public about that. He refuses to medicate. So before he was diagnosed, I feel like in the beginning of his career... I don't really remember anything this kind of crazy, you know, in terms of how he's acting kind of irrationally. I don't remember that being the case back in the day. But these types of things, if they go untreated, can get progressively worse.
Yeah, of course they can. All right, I see that Christy Brinkley, I was looking around because you were
You love acting. Christy Brinkley.
I do, because she's my age. And
she's gorgeous.
Yeah, so she has been speaking out about ageism and some of the ways that we are constantly being categorized, that is me, by Victoria, we're being put into a category
that
focuses on our age, and it has to stop 28 past the hour.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil for this.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with a booming voice that emphasizes all the main points. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
That part is super important.
Here's one with a booming voice.
I'm emphasizing everything.
Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance.
Like a page with every word highlighted.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's President's Day here in America, a federal holiday. Expect no mail, no stock markets, no banks, but some schools may choose to be open because of all the time lost during the pandemic. President Biden has agreed in principle to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the near future, provided Russia has not invaded Ukraine. The deal was brokered by French President Macron. The exact timing and location of such a meeting will be worked out Thursday, provided everyone plays nice.
Tensions created by Russia and the separatist forces it backs there.
A suspect sought in a Chicago armed train robbery, Zion Brown, has been identified as a Loyola University student. It wasn't witnesses or facial recognition software that found him. It was actually his mom. Mr. Brown's mother recognized her surveillance video, then reportedly dragged him into the police station to turn himself in. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Republicans can't wait for November, one possible senator explains how politics has changed since Democrats are now running the country. U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz on Newsmax says energy is the big issue in Pennsylvania, where he is running, as it is across the country.
We have been barnstorming across the Commonwealth. If you want to see these events, by the way, they are town halls, they're not pep rallies, go to DrOz.com. But there's a lot of energy that comes out of these events. They want to know what I'm about. And we tell them exactly what I've been doing my whole career, which is to fight for you. I took on big tech and big pharma. I've taken on big agrochemical companies. And I've taken on Washington, all on my show, 13 years of fighting and being the porcupine. But here's what resonates. Inflation is the massive problem for farmers, for just day-to-day workers. It's just a huge part of their income, much of it driven from waste. Money spent on COVID that didn't have to be spent. Infrastructure expenditures that are going to salaries, not actually building bridges. And the biggest is energy. The gas prices have gone up since last January from $2.40 to $3.40. In fact, I made a TikTok video on it. Listen carefully. They took it down after 2 million people downloaded it because I was talking about energy and why the policies aren't working of Biden. And then I put it back up again because that's what you do. It got 6 more million when they found out that TikTok had taken it down. So energy is really a big, big issue, both in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania but across the country.
For more information, visit us online anytime, usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're not going to, you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love Victoria's enthusiasm. 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program, an exciting way for you to spend quality time with yourself and with us. I'm Doug Steffen. I told you that Ray, Victoria, Keelan, Jarek. So we've been through the lineup. Victoria's always excited. She's on the edge of her seat wondering what it is that I'm going to do. Or maybe I'm just going to say, all right, Victoria, you take it. What's going on? I could do that.
Sure. But you asked, I mean, your specific question was, are we tired of President's Day stuff? And I just said, well, what else have you got?
And I'm very sure unenthusiastic.
Right. No, you, I had no emotion. It was neutral. It was Switzerland. Completely neutral.
Switzerland.
I just asked, what else have you got?
You know me, I always have all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Presidents of the U.S. under the Articles of Confederation. That was before we had, you know, before we were a country, we had presidents that were not presidents. George Washington
we think is the first president, and he was, but there are other gentlemen who held that position, including John Hancock, Cyrus Griffin. And this is all prior to us being declared a country, right? George Washington wasn't in office until 1789. He went from 89 to 97 at eight years, and he died in 1799. So then there was John
Adams. Reluctant first president, too, right?
Yeah, he didn't really want
the job, but everybody else had so much faith in him and pushed him along. He was not a politician. He was a general and wanted to keep it that way. But luckily for everybody, he turned out to be a pretty good president, right?
Eisenhower was exactly the same, you know. After World War II, and he was basically the hero and was almost singularly responsible for certainly winning the theater of war in Europe. When he came back, he was asked whether he was a Democrat or Republican, and he said neither. And so, you know, and he was at odds with Harry Truman for a long time, and then they became friends sort of late on. But he didn't want to be a member of that same party. So the Republicans and the Democrats both tried to get him to run for president, and he decided to be a Republican.
Wasn't it sort of reversed, right, between current day Democrats and Republicans were sort of reversed back then? Like Democrats were really more like Republicans now, and Republicans back then were more like Democrats now.
Yeah, I think, and Eisenhower was a very progressive thinker. He was the one on his own came up with what today is identified as the Eisenhower Interstate System. The interstate roads, he said, well, let's make the north and south routes be odd-numbered and the east-west routes be even-numbered. And he decided the cities that he wanted to see first as this thing started. But in the 1950s, this country was afire with building. The roads that were being built across our country, the interstate system goes back. I can remember as a kid driving to Florida, the 95 wasn't finished. Matter of fact, the Mass Turnpike wasn't finished when I was a kid. It stopped in Newton, didn't go to Boston. People said, why did you design a road to go from the west end of the state to the east end of the state and then stop before you got to the east end of the state? Which was, you know, probably a pretty good question, frankly. All right, let's see here. Should we do this or not? I have some President's Day jokes.
Oh, no, yes. No. The joke, no, Jay, you don't know what you're saying. No, Jay, they're awful. No. I'd rather do trivia and learn something because the jokes are awful.
Okay, here's one for you, Jay. What do you call George Washington's false teeth?
Oh, I'm not going to say what I'm actually thinking. No.
Presidentures.
Oh, boy.
That's better than I would have said.
Well, really?
When you know the history.
Yeah, exactly.
Was General Washington handsome? Yes, he was gorgeous. Okay.
But on Bush.
I told you.
What's some trivia?
Yeah, thank you. Let's get back to learning something.
All right, here we are. Let's go to Florida for the Dippity Doodah Department. In Orlando, a judge has dismissed a defamation and conspiracy lawsuit brought by George Zimmerman. Yes, folks, he's still around. Oh. He filed a lawsuit against the parents of Trayvon Martin conspiracy, defamation. This guy is a complete moron, and the judge more or less said so. Get out of my courtroom.
Well, he's a murderer, so, yeah, he's a murderer walking free, and we're going to keep hearing from this guy because he's mentally deranged, and he should not be allowed to have guns, and he should not be out of jail. He should be in jail.
All right. Ugh. In Iowa City, local schools there are planting the seed in students. This is very interesting because there's a shortage of teachers all over the country. You know that, right? Shortage of good teachers. And so what they've decided to do in Iowa, as students who are interested in becoming teachers, they're promising them a job if they go to the University of Iowa and take the teaching courses. So if you want anywhere in Iowa, apparently we are on, what, three or four stations in Iowa. I wonder how they are looking at this in Boone, Iowa. Is this something you're talking about there? If you are, we're talking about it here on the DJV program. Here's some I guess this comes under the category of food news because we got a couple of things here. But there is, I remember, you probably don't. I'm saying remember. Of course they don't remember.
Is this another Law and Order question?
No. Ludwig van Beethoven declared, only the pure of heart can make a good soup. Well, that may be true because unfortunately a lot of soups now, and I'm not talking about chicken soup or, you know, split pea, the chemicals that have been found, there's, you know, as usual, there's some public interest group that's studying the food that you eat, the food that's available on the market. And apparently, research has shown that a lot of chemicals found in beauty products are making their way into soup.
Like what?
Parabens. An antimicrobial preservative that you put into fragrances like, pharmaceuticals, that kind of stuff. It'll kill your male hormones, amongst other things. When they're combined with other chemicals that are in consumer products, they will affect both women and men's reproductive health. Studies being done by George Mason University, which is studying the urine from women. Okay. To figure out what's in these, the chemicals that are in this stuff. Who would have, I mean, actually, I think this is a worthwhile public service. And certainly they weren't hired by Campbell's Soup to do this study. I don't know who hired them.
Exactly.
It was done as a doctoral, it's a thesis that was done by a doctoral candidate, looking into what's in foods. And this person specifically took soup. And they looked into, all the things that are in them. And this is, the parabens were the worst, apparently, of all the things that were in there. But I think, and you wouldn't even see that on a label, would you? Would you see, you're not going to see that on a label, the ingredients?
Well, if you're looking on a can of soup, yeah, I mean, if you're buying any kind of conventional soup, it will definitely have, it should
parabens?
At least, it should have. It would probably be called, like, methyl something paraben. Like,
yeah,
you'd have
something
to kind
you
of
wouldn't
figure
know what
out.
The heck it was. Right.
Yeah, you'd have to see the word paraben in a larger word. That's usually how you can find it. But, that's not reassuring.
No,
by any
not
means.
At all. Okay, so
especially
here's another one.
Making soup at home is really cheap and easy. It's, you know.
I love soups. I eat soups at least 3-4 times a week. Abbott has recalled baby formula products. Four infants sick. The formulas are powdered under the, under the label. Is it Similac? I've seen this. I don't know how to pronounce
Similac.
It.
Similac's a big one.
That's a
is
big
that
one.
What you use?
That's,
what do you
that's
use,
what,
Jay?
That's what, well, max 1.5, so we don't use anything, any formula or bottles anymore, but we did use Similac for him.
All of the recall formula produced in Sturgis, Michigan. Consumers get more information by going to Similac recall.com. That's what it is. SimilacRecall.com. Don't throw it away. Get a refund. Yes. The Texas, Ohio, Minnesota, and Rhode Island youngsters who got this.
They think one of the kids died, and they're pretty sure it's because of this. So I have never heard of, and I'm not making light of a story here that's a serious one, but I've never heard of Salmonella Newport. That's like Oysters Rockefeller, right? They add on like a fancy name to it. Like if you're going to get Salmonella, you'd want the Salmonella Newport, right? It's just very weird that they would call it that.
All right, here's another danger zone. Those of you drinking energy drinks, look out for a stroke. People who drink this stuff, more research being done, but it appears that these popular boost beverages, that's what they're called, like what is it, what are those things
like
called?
Red Bull and Monster.
Red Bull, that's it, right.
And,
right.
Mm-hmm. There are a bunch of them.
You will increase, according to the experts, it's like 8 times if you drink 14 units of this stuff a week. Are people drinking that much of this stuff?
People, mostly guys. I mean, some girls, too, that I know, but mostly guys, like, pound these things all day.
And you're at risk for angina, cardiac arrhythmia.
Yeah, it's so dangerous. Yep.
And sudden death. Great. There you go. Just one energy drink is enough to trigger arrhythmia, which is what Ken would describe, where your heart beats like a bag of worms. Oh. And it throws a mess. I mean, and then that creates clots and strokes. See you later, alligator. How come this doesn't? These things don't have a warning on them. Where's the FDA?
There is no FDA. Yeah, there is no. That's actually a great question. There should be a warning on them.
Yeah, of course there should be. I just don't. Anyway.
Well, the FDA is probably so backlogged with all the kind of stuff that they're supposed to deal with. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an excuse. That's what we pay them for.
Yeah, you know, I know.
Show up for work on time and get the job done. 46 and change past the hour on the DJV program.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, I'm sure you're going to be astounded to hear that the Center for Disease Confusion has been withholding key data throughout the last 2 years. You surprised to hear that, ladies? Hospitalizations, the numbers have been, they've been inflated. That's a nicer way of putting it. Remember all the times we've talked about $2,000 a head? Well, that's coming to a head because people are realizing how the numbers, how they figured out whether the wastewater stuff, you know, that's how they figured out what was, whether COVID was up or down by looking in the sewer. There's always something about that that, I don't know, it blew my mind, frankly, to know that we were looking at the data based on what was in the sewer.
Yeah. So the CDC report says that that's not reliable?
Yes.
You know, that way? Yeah.
Yes.
What
not
a
reliable.
Shock.
Yeah, I know. It is. It's amazing. All of this stuff. The thing that is so about this past week or two regarding COVID and shots and mandates and stuff is what happened to the truckers up in Canada. I still honestly don't really understand.
They're still there, I guess, right? They're still
protesting. Well, no, they hauled them all off. They told me to go put them in jail, freeze their bank accounts if they didn't get out of the way. So they have. But I wonder, in reality, what really was the point in all of this? I don't know that there was one, frankly. It's 10 before the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
All right, where are we? It's not 9 yet. It's still 8.
You just pick random numbers.
Yeah, just any number. I'll make it 53 after the hour, though. That is universal. No matter where people are listening, it is 53 after the hour. Normally, Chuck Curry is here, but he's taking his daughter to a basketball tournament, right? Isn't that what he's doing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I thought.
His daughter is a basketball star.
Yep, she is. Yep, Sydney is her name. She's a good kid. All right, so we'll get to, it's up to Victoria and Jay and I to entertain and enthrall you. I'm going to give you a review of the two movies I saw this weekend. That's where we get started right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay. All right, here we are with a review first. I went to see Death on the Nile, which ends not the way you would think it would end. That's what makes it a good movie. I shall not give you a spoiler unless Jay, you, and Victoria have seen it.
But, no, haven't seen it yet.
Have not seen it. Want to see it, though.
Okay, yep. It's a very interesting ending and not what you would expect. I'll leave it at that. All the performances, Gal Gadot is as you would expect her to be. She, the camera loves her. Branagh has done another great job in writing. Well, the story is written by Agatha Christie, but you adapt it for, and the scenes are breathtaking along the Nile. Fabulous. And it's just a good whodunit. frankly. And the cast, Armie Hammer, was the last movie that he made before he went into the tank. I've always thought he was good, frankly. And not just because he was friends with my son, I just thought he was an appealing sort of A-minus level actor that always showed up and did the job. But there are others that are in it that you will recognize. It's a good movie. The theater was full. Both the movies that I went to see, Friday night, Saturday night, theater was packed. I mean, the whole theater was packed.
Well, I think, you know, you're in Massachusetts, I'm in New Jersey, I was in New York City last night, out to dinner, the restaurant was packed. I mean, stuff is, you know, feeling a little more normal, which is really nice, because if you've been in a hard-hit state like we are, it was pretty bleak for a while.
Yep, it was. I also went to see Mark Wahlberg, and this is a kid, is it Tom Holland? Tom Holland. Yep. I'd not seen him before, I didn't go to see Spider-Man. In the movie Uncharted, I don't know whether that was made before or after Spider-Man. This kid's a good actor, and he's a good... Wahlberg is very consistent, everything he does, and he's in, I think, four. There's another movie coming out in about a month that he's in. He always delivers pretty much the same, no matter what kind of a movie he's in. He reminds me, you know, the spate of actors that go from one to the next, like The Rock. There are four or five actors that just keep going from one project to the next, and they always deliver because they're good at what they do. And this movie, Uncharted, has good bad guys, good guys. There's a little tension. It's fun. It's fun. I enjoyed it, frankly. And, I mean, the story has been told 100,000 times about buried treasure and going to find it. But the way they do it.
I like movies like that, though. I think
I do,
fun.
Too.
I'm always down for a treasure hunt. I don't care what the setting is. I'm always down for that.
Yep. There's a new movie out, and I'm trying to think who's in it. If you look at the coming attractions, there's a movie, yet another one about the treasure of who was the guy that what was the name of the character that was played? There's been 9 million movies and stories about him discovering the treasure. Anyway, there's another treasure movie coming out.
There's one with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. That's the one.
That's a comedy, but that looks really cute.
No,
yeah,
but it's
that
about...
looks really cute.
You mean Daniel Radcliffe, who was Harry Potter. He's
yeah,
the
but that's... Yeah. I'm trying to think of the name of the... like, Sean Connery played him in The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and I can't remember... He was somebody that looked for a treasure and has been played by a dozen guys over the years. Anyway, okay, so that is our kind of report on what's going on, at least my report on what I saw. This is the DJV Show at 50.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.